Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our spring parent meeting. At this time, we want to pause and pray. Father, it's a joy to be able to be in your house, to hear the students who have been gifted with talents and abilities to demonstrate that which you've given them, and to do it to the glory of God. We pray, Lord, that we would be encouraged, that we would be edified, that we would take pleasure in these good gifts. We pause right now and pray for the men and women that are overseas. We recognize, dear God, in our church, this is intimate and personal. There are dads that could even be watching on the webcast, or will watch in the download in the next several days to see their son or daughter perform. So we specifically pray for them, that you'd watch over and care for them. Keep them safe, God. Go before them to the left and right and protect them. We pray this in Jesus' name. Bless the entire night. Be glorified, O God. Amen.
Some things I want to mention to you as we get started. This little button right here turns it off to where it doesn't do anything but vibrate. Just if you could help us out, we don't want anything going off during the program tonight. We want to welcome you to our spring program, parent meeting. I have a few things that I want to mention before we actually get started with some of the performances. Joy Park, are you here? Stand, please. Joy Park. Okay, that's enough. You can sit down now. Joy entered two categories at the State Fine Arts Competition for art, and she won both of them. She won the state in both of those, so she deserves a hand. Her selections are on display out there on the one table out there with the awards that she won. She won first place for monochromatic drawing, which is a hand drawing, and she won first place in watercolor. Now, to go to the nationals, you're only allowed to enter one category, which is, so she chose her watercolor, and she won, she took first place in the nation with her watercolor painting. And again, all of that is displayed in the narthex out there. You'll want to go by and take a look at that when we're finished in here. The last thing I want to mention before we start with some of our performances, our senior high large vocal ensemble will be the first group that's singing tonight. And they took first place in the state this year. If you 12 would stand, please. Stand. Large ensemble. They've got a short, snappy piece that they're going to sing for us. They did a great job at Nationals. They scored an average of 71 out of 80 points with the three judges, and that wasn't even good for the top three spots. So you know the competition was pretty stiff. But they're going to come at this time and sing for us. I bet you didn't realize we'd be speaking in tongues tonight, did you? All right, I have several announcements that I want to make, just news that is coming up. First one is we're talking about the Senior High Spring Formal. This is for high school students of our church and academy, and anyone from our church and academy can invite another high school student to come. That is this Friday. The theme is Masquerade, and tomorrow's the last day to buy tickets. Our student government students will be out in the narthex selling tickets if anybody has a high school student that hasn't bought one yet and would like to. And I have an addition to my notes here. Miss Stiles will be checking all of the girls' dresses for modesty. We're going to have no function here that doesn't have an air of modesty about it, even a formal dress-up affair that we have. And then Mrs. Hubbard will be taking pictures beginning Friday night at 5:30 for those who are involved in the banquet itself. The next one is that May 11th is our half day of school. Our ladies are going on a spring retreat. They'll be going to the Anchorage, Camp Anchorage, overnight and spending Saturday there also. School, everything, extended care, all closes at noon on that Friday the 11th. So make sure that you make plans for that. The next one is our driver's education program that we have had here for the last 9 years. It will be June 5th through the 20th. This is the first year that they're charging. They sent me a notice that as of September of 2011, the state voted to charge every student who attends $45. It says that you must bring a cashier's check, certified check, or money order on the first day of class. No cash, credit card, or personal checks are accepted. And I have applications for that. If your child is born December 31st, 1997 or later, if they're 14 and a half by June, then they're good for this. Applications are in the academy office. Then our next news is our sports news. The men's soccer team will have tryouts May 14th, 15th, 17th, and 18th. That is the week that our seniors will be gone on their senior trip. This is for any sixth grade student currently, all the way up through the 11th graders. Our seniors have elected not to come back to be a part of this for next year. There are papers out at the narthex for any boys in this group that are interested in being part of our boys' soccer team next year, and they'll need to make sure they pick that up. There's some very important information that is contained therein. I think I've jumped ahead. There we go. Cheerleading tryouts are May 15th, 17th, and 18th, and that's 3:15 to 5 o'clock. And then if anyone is interested in running cross country for our academy, that's May 16th. Our girls' volleyball tryouts, if you'll note, that's the last Monday and Tuesday in July. And then the teams will be chosen, and they will start practice. All our teams cannot start practice until August 1st. That's a state mandate as far as practices are concerned. So that's our sports news. Now we go to summer news. Summer school, which is not the highlight of a summer for most of our students, will be June 11th through the 27th of July, if they have to be a part of that. We're closed July 2nd through the 13th. The first week, the entire campus, church, and school are closed for vacation week for all the staff. And then the second week, we're closed for driver's ed as far as that is concerned, because our high schoolers, that's junior high and high school, will go to camp at the Anchorage July 9th through the 14th. You'll see up there that we have ESL classes offered to foreign students, and the little asterisk there means that I have a note that I need to make sure I announce. There are some students, foreign students, who are going to be obviously required to be a part of that. The purpose for them being here is not to sing in the choir or play in the orchestra, but to learn English and to get their high school diploma eventually. And I've actually got 5 Korean seniors that are leaving me after this year, and I will miss them terribly. But we'll say more about that. The applications for summer school, which the ESL class is a part of, are in the academy office. Then that summer math helps note there. Ms. Stiles sent out a note to many of the families. We have a math booklet that is a summer helps booklet. For any parents who are interested, we have samples of those at the Welcome Center, and they're selling those tonight also. Mrs. Bond will be out there. Any student who is in junior high, 7th, 8th, or 9th that is going to be in summer school will be using those same booklets as part of the curriculum for summer school. And then my last one is about next year. Open house is going to be Friday, August the 10th. We're going to have a 3 to 6 open house. That's where our students, our staff will be in their rooms. They'll have information about this next school year as far as course descriptions. They'll be there to answer any kind of questions you might have about anything. And that's from 3 to 6. And then from 6 to 7, the staff is going to get with the 7th graders. That's this year's 6th graders will be 7th graders next year. And we're going to have an orientation just for them. It's a big difference going from the academy building over here to the modular classrooms and in and out of the church building for different reasons. We don't line up. We don't sign the book. We don't have silent lunch, although it wouldn't be a bad idea sometimes. But there's a big transition from elementary to junior high, and so we're going to make sure that we hit every part of it that we can to make sure our junior high students are 6th graders this year are ready for 7th grade. And then we're going to also take some question and answer time for any parents or students that night, just so that there's no question as to what's going on as we begin this new phase of our life in junior high. And so that'll be that same night, August the 10th, from 6 until 7 p.m. Of course, our first day of school is Tuesday, August 14th, and that's about a little less than a week later. And then our 9th through 12th grade students, this is just a set thing that we have. They're required to have laptops for school. They use those in most of their classes. The entire campus, junior high and high school campus, is wireless internet. And, of course, we have restrictions in place. But they use their laptops in class often. They use it for research. They use it for typing up homework. Several of the teachers require their students to email their homework to them by midnight on Friday night or whatever. That's an example, which is the same type of thing they're going to be doing when they get to college. So we're trying to do our very best to prepare them for that. Many students in like history or in their science classes will be doing PowerPoint presentations, and they work on those together in class with their various laptops. And there's just a lot of good that has come from this, and we are very excited for our students to just continue to progress in their abilities to use those tools that are going to enhance their learning. And then my last slide on here, my last note here, is about Get Acquainted Days. This is for our high school students. It's August 29th through the 31st. It's a Wednesday through a Friday. We bus all of the high school students down to Camp Anchorage. It's a spiritual retreat time. Pastor Sean is there the entire time, and he speaks to our high schoolers. We have lots of interaction and games and fun things, just an enjoyable time, but it's also a spiritual time as we bond together. Over the last several years that I've been taking notes on our Thursday night revival time, I guess you would say, people who are students and even adults who are confessing sin and asking for forgiveness and making commitments and just asking the Lord to help them throughout the entire school year. And it is really just a wonderful time there. Let me see if I have anything else. That's it. Now, the last thing that we're going to have are drama productions. Gary Bond is going to come and do his humorous interpretation. And you'll have to pay careful attention to Gary. He speaks a little quickly sometimes, but he's got a great skit that he does. And then the last thing for tonight will be our choric speaking group that will perform for you. And I think you'll enjoy both of these.
Hi, I'm Gary Bond. I will be performing Alliteration by Forrest Musselman. My name is Al. Alliteration. Private Eye. It was one of those dreary days when she danced into my dark den. One of those dames that deems you look twice, or maybe even three times. She was the epitome of femininity. What can I do for you, sweetheart?
For starters, you can stop calling me sweetheart. My name is Sally.
Sure, sure, Sally. Sad situation, sweetheart.
I detect by your dreary dialogue that you don't deal well with women. Do you want to work or what?
Why?
People proclaim you're the best private eye in town. Maybe even the state.
Well, the state statement's overstated, but still strong. What's your story, sweet Sally?
I want to know yours first. Is it true you found out how much wood a woodchuck could chuck?
With luck, yes.
So, how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
He would chuck, he would, as much as he could. And would chuck as much wood as a woodchuck could chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
And I heard you helped Betty Botter make better batter.
Yeah, her butter was bitter. So I told her that a bit of better butter would make her batter better. She bought a bit of better butter, better than her bitter butter, and baked it into the batter. And the batter was not bitter.
And in the news, it acknowledged that you knew who shot Ned Knott.
Some say Ned Knott was not shot. But Shy Shot said that he shot Knott. So either the shot shot at Knott was shot, or Knott was shot.
So if the shot shot Knott, then Knott was shot, Knott shot?
Yes, but if the shot shot, then Shot was shot, Knott.
But he didn't. Shot Knott.
Exactly. Let's quit the inquiry. What's your story, sweet Sally?
I sell seashells down by the seashore.
Are you sure you sell seashells?
Certainly. That's why I drove daringly to your destination. Somebody stole my seashells.
How many did you have?
A slew.
A slew of seashells?
Yes. Can you candidly take the case?
I'll see what I can do. And with that, I wistfully watched her walk her way out. I grabbed my calf and craftily cruised to my crude and rude yet shiny Chevy. On shiny days, I like to sit and shift and sit, but today I had work to do. Thievery wasn't my thing, I thought. Oh, but I'd settle for this cassette. This dame was making me lisp. Plus, I needed the cash. But before I bustled on over to the beach, I drove over to Bob's Bratwurst for a bratwurst. Hey, Bob.
What do you wet your whistle with?
I believe I'll buy a big brat, Bob.
How about a box of biscuits?
No thanks, Bob.
A box of biscuits? The crisp crust crackles crunchily.
Just a brief brat, Bob.
My buddy Bud brought back a blue balloon from a big bazaar.
Brat, Bob. Brat.
You chasing a case? A brats? A crime case, you crazy coot.
Oh, yeah. Seen about some slippery seashells down by the sea.
There's been a lot of thievery this past Thursday.
You hear anything?
Not lately. Lenny let loose some lines over libations last evening. Seems there's a new crafty crook cruising the causeways called Piper.
Peter Piper?
Probably.
I'd love to listen to the local yokel yodel, but I couldn't contain my cool any longer. I sped speedily through downtown, making my miles past the mechanic Old Oily Ollie, who oils Old Oily Autos, then past Mrs. Smith's fish sauce shop, then past Sam's shop that stocks short-spotted socks and knapsack straps. I busied by a breakfast bar where Friendly Frank flips fine flapjacks. Lily Ladle's little lady's lentil soup, and they pour Papa a proper cup of coffee in a copper coffee cup. I made it to the beach and parked next to six slim sycamore saplings. There were plenty of proprietary people peddling their produce by the pounding Pacific. There was lounging Lenny.
Lenin Liniment! I'll own ya, lovely Lenin Liniment!
There was Tim, the thin twin tinsmith.
Suckers, anyone? Who wants to slurp on some sticky sucker sticks?
I busied by a breakfast bar where Betty buttered Brad's bread. Chop shops that stock chops, and then there was Taffy's Cafe.
It's Friday! Friday's fare consists of freshly fried flying fish flesh with shredded Swiss cheese.
It was all so exhausting, I stopped to rest at a shelter with six scenic sightseers. I watched three gray geese in the gray gravel grazing, some selfish soaking. And suddenly, six slippery snails slid slowly seaward, along with seven small swans swimming silently southward, and six swift sailboats sailing sedently seaward. A noisy noaster, as seven sharp, smart sharks swam smugly, sneering, but not nearing the shore. It was then I saw him. It was Peter Piper, peddling his produce.
Patch is a pack of pickled peppers here. Get your pack of pickled peppers.
Are you Piper?
Peter Piper?
Possibly. Were you peddling your pickled peppers yesterday?
Perhaps.
Near Sally's seashell establishment?
Preposterous!
So you say. I don't perceive what you're proposing, but I suggest you possibly proceed elsewhere. I'm saying you swipe Sally's seashells Thursday, you shamster! Thou needst to think through your thoughts!
I thought a thought, but the thought I thought wasn't the thought I thought I thought!
Repeat, please?
Never mind.
I'd like to purchase a peck of pickled peppers, please.
Certainly. I'm primed to peddle my peppers proficiently. Here you are. Please pay promptly.
Aha!
Aha what? Your pearl peppers are opposing perfectly on a pretty seashell.
Impossible! I'm a proficient professional. It's time to pay the piper, Piper.
Impressively strange strategy. And for you, it's turned into a tragedy strategy. Let's go. You've got a lease with the police.
You'll never nab me! Piper promptly backpedaled and ran rushingly away. He sashayed into the sea, swimming south. Suddenly, the six shimmering smart sharks I saw earlier swam up and sharply struck him in the shins.
Poor Piper perished.
That's the price you pay, I suppose. It was just then that Sally skipped to my side.
Hot dog, detective, you daringly did it!
Are you sure those are your seashells?
Certainly. Then I can proclaim this case closed. And quite quickly, too.
I agree.
Before, when I burst into your bungalow, I believed you to be a beastly bum. But now, I know you're the best of the bums.
I'll send you my sizable bill, sweetheart.
Goodbye, you bum.
And so Sally sauntered south. She got her seashells back, and I solved another serendipitous case. But that's just what I do, because I'm Alliteration, Private Eye.
Just do as you say.
Little Red Riding Hood promised her mother.
Cross my heart and hope
to die.
Grandmother lived deep in the woods, about half an hour's walk from the village.
No sooner had she set foot in the forest than she met
the wolf. Dun 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 dun.
She had no idea what a mean and wicked beast he was.
Your mean one, Mr. Wolf.
And so she wasn't in the least bit afraid of him.
Well, good morning, Little Red Riding Hood.
Thank you kindly, Mr. Wolf.
And where are you headed so early in the morning, hmm?
To Grandmother's house.
Over the river and through the woods to Grandmother's house we go.
And what's that tucked underneath your apron, hmm?
Some goodies. Yesterday we baked goodies for Grandmother because she's ill and she's just feeling weak. She just needs something to cheer her up.
And where does your grandmother live, Little Red Riding Hood?
It's a good quarter of an hour's walk into the woods, right under the three big oak trees. You must know the place from the hazel hedges around it.
The wolf thought to himself.
Ooh, that young one will make a nice dainty snack.
Red Riding Hood, yum!
She'll taste even better than the old one. Well, if you're really crafty, you'll get them both.
The wolf walked alongside Little Red Riding Hood for a while. Then he said,
Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, have you noticed all the beautiful flowers all around? Well, why don't you stay and look at them for a while? I don't think you've heard how sweetly the birds are singing.
Tweet, tweedledee.
You're like as if you're on your way to school when it's so much fun out here in the woods.
Little Red Riding Hood looked with eyes wide open and noticed how the sunbeams were dancing in the trees.
She caught sight of all the lovely flowers around and thought, If I bring Grandmother a fresh bouquet, she'll be overjoyed. It's still so early in the morning that I'm sure to get there in plenty of time.
Little Red Riding Hood ran off into the woods looking for flowers.
As soon as she caught sight of one, she saw an even more beautiful one somewhere else and went after it.
And so, sneaked deeper into the woods.
Dun, dun, dun.
The wolf ran straight to Grandmother's house and knocked at the door. Who's there?
It's Little Red Riding Hood.
The wolf raised the latch and the door swung wide open.
Whoosh.
Without saying a word, he crept over to Grandmother's bed and gobbled her right up.
Then he went to her closet, put on some of her clothes and her nightcap, lay down in the bed, and drew the curtains.
Meanwhile, Little Red Riding Hood was still running around looking for flowers. As soon as she had so many in her arms that she couldn't carry any more, she suddenly remembered Grandmother
and got back on the path leading to her house.
Surprised to find that the door was already open. And when she stepped inside, she had such a strange feeling that she thought, I'm usually so glad to be at Grandmother's house. Something feels different.
Little Red Riding Hood called out,
Hello?
But there was no reply.
Little Red Riding Hood went over to the bed and pulled back the curtains.
Grandmother was lying there with her nightcap pulled down on her face.
She looked very strange. Grandmother, what big eyes you have.
Oh, all the better to see you with, dear.
Grandmother, what big ears you have.
All the better to hear you with.
Grandmother, what big hands you have.
All the better to grab you with.
Oh, Grandmother, what a big scary mouth you have.
All the better to eat you with.
No sooner had the wolf said these words than he leapt out of bed and gobbled up poor Little Red Riding Hood whole.
Since the wolf had still his appetite,
he laid back down, fell fast asleep, and began to snore very loudly. A huntsman happened to be passing by just then and thought,
My, my, how loudly the old woman is snoring. I better check on her to see if anything's wrong.
The huntsman walked into the house, and when he reached the bed, realized that the wolf was lying in it.
Aha! I found you at last, old sinner. I've been after you for a long time now.
He pulled out his musket and was about to take aim!
When he realized that the wolf might have eaten Grandmother and that he could still save her. Instead of firing, he took out a pair of scissors and began cutting open the belly of the sleeping wolf.
He made a few cuts, then caught sight of a red calf. He made a few more cuts and a girl leaped out crying.
I was so terrified! It was so dark in the belly of the wolf!
In the belly of the wolf!
Although she could barely breathe, the aged grandmother also found her way back out of the belly of the sleeping wolf.
Little Red Riding Hood quickly fetched some large stones and filled the wolf's belly with them. When the wolf awoke, he tried to race off, but the stones were so heavy that his legs collapsed and he fell down. Little Red Riding Hood,
Grandmother,
the huntsmen,
were elated.
Huntsman skinned the wolf and took him home with him.
Grandmother enjoyed the goodies that Little Red Riding Hood had brought her. Never again will I stray from the path and go into the woods when my mother has forbidden.
The end.
Let's give him another round of applause. All right, so we're going to go out in the narthex and we're going to see Joy's painting, right? Paintings. Father, thank you for this night. Thank you for bringing us together safely. Continue, Lord, to bless the academy as we seek to glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen.